Welcome to Wisdom Trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek of life to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1636 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Ray Comfort, and it is, "A blind, anemic, weak-kneed flea on crutches would have a greater chance of defeating a herd of 1,000 wild stampeding elephants than the enemy has of defeating God." So today's nugget of wisdom will be undefeated. The comparison in today's quote gives us a minor glimpse of the power of God. In other words, no person, government, world power, or supernatural being can ever come close to defeating God. God is the creator of the universe and is supreme over everything he created. When I ponder the magnitude of the universe with its billions of stars, planets, solar systems, and untold number of galaxies, I feel like the flea in today's quote, quite incapable of grasping God's power and might. Based on this knowledge, I am confident that I will never have to fear or worry because our mighty God is in control of all things. God has made us his imagers and representatives on this earth. We are called to build his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. God's original plan for Eden was not stopped. It is still ongoing through us. Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his plan to restore Eden was put into place. Through each of us individually and his earthly body, the church, his plan will be fulfilled. The mighty God cannot be defeated. And our passage for today is Psalm chapter 50, verses 1 through 6. The Lord, the Mighty One, is God, and he has spoken. He has summoned all humanity, from where the sun rises to where it sets. From Mount Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines in glorious radiance. Our God approaches, and he is not silent. Fire destroys everything in its way. A great storm rages around him. He calls from heaven above and earth below to witness the judgment of his people. Bring faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices. Then let the heavens proclaim his justice, and God himself will be the judge. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,635 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you haven't done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.